Yes, I've learned to depend upon His word. Yes, Lord. Well, thank you, Leon, for coming. I thank you for coming. Because I know you can play any song I sing. I love to trust in God. I want to tell you, I feel the
spirit of it all.
I feel the spirit of the Lord through it all. I learned to depend upon His word. Yes, Lord. You know what? We having church tonight. Hallelujah. We got to forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him. Get in the church and just stop looking at folks. Try to see Him through it all.
Through it all.
Oh, through it all. Lord, I've learned to depend upon His word. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I just, praise the Lord. What do you do now, Brother Richardson? What do you do now? What do you do now? Hey! Oh, my God. I don't know what I want to do. Woo! I tell you, we just a tenth away. We would just shut our eyes and stop thinking about what we gonna do the next day. And where we going and what we got the chicken on and what we gonna eat. We gonna have church. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I wanna thank you all for coming, especially Mama. That's my mama there. That's right, it's my mama in the Lord, ain't it? That's my mama. I met her at the hospital. Praise the Lord. I didn't know how I was going to get along with folks. Y'all don't catch that, okay. But Mama, we just fell in love with each other. I love her and she loves me. Ain't that wonderful? I said hallelujah. I thank hallelujah. I just really thank the Lord for tonight. I feel the Lord here tonight. I just got so excited. And then when praises came, I said, Lord, that's what we got to do. We got to just forget ourselves and get on in there and just forget where we are and forget this and that. And did you see this brother here? He was keeping up with it too. You know what I'm saying? And sister out there, she was keeping up. I mean, you know, you get the Lord and get into place, we'll keep up with each other. I don't care if you came from China. I don't care if you came from Taiwan. If you get together with the Lord, he'll keep you up with each other. Tonight, we are going to let Brother Richardson preach. Don't be coming up, brother. You're going to preach tonight. We came here to hear some stuff. Listen, when people can come to church when you ain't even opened up the door. I'm looking at the clock now. I don't be late. I like to be on time. Amen. But, you know, I'm just, good Lord. Somebody out there. I look out there, road to life. I said, oh, my Lord, I ain't got my clothes on. My hair all over my head. I said, I've got to get my, I said, tomorrow I'm going to fix them. I'm going to be out there at 6 o'clock. Happy with Jesus alone. I want to thank you all for loving me. I know a lot of it is because I thank you, brother. You know, and I really thank you all. And I for you all that blessed me during my time, my birthday. I can't send all cards out because I ain't got your address. But I want to thank you for it. God has really been good to me. But all the glory goes to Him. I ain't crazy. Every glory go to Him. The moment you try to take the glory, you done messed up. When you try to take His glory, He's a jealous God. I say He's a jealous God. He ain't going to let nobody have His glory. And I thank God for Brother Donald. He makes the joy of the church. He really does. He's a joy. He really is. You know, so people just got their thing going. You know what I'm saying? And he came up here and praise the Lord. God just gave him a real dose of Jesus. Dose of the Spirit of the Lord. He got a good dose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mama, He showing up for real. I'm telling you, he is. And so your prayer's been answered. Praise the Lord. So at this time, I'm going to present to you, this is Brother David Richardson from Sparta, Illinois. And we're going to let the Lord have his way, okay? Keep on now. We got it going here now.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Come on, you can do better than that for Jesus. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Take somebody by the hand and say, he's a miracle worker. Come on, say it like you mean it. Look at him and say, he's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. Praise the Lord. You can be seated tonight. I make you feel the glory of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Davis looked at me and she said, what should I do? I said, just do whatever you want to do. You know, that's what Mary said. Whatsoever he say, do it. If God say run, then you run. If he say shout, you shout. If he say sing, you sing. You know, I was listening to a preacher on the other day, and he said there's a time coming when the preacher won't be able to preach. Well, the praises are going up, and I believe in the time of Solomon, the Bible said that the glory of the Lord came down so thick in the house that the ministers, the priests, could not minister because the glory was so much. It comes time where there's no word needed. It's just praises going up, and the glory just comes down, and you get what you need from the Lord. How many know that's what we feel here tonight? It's just a praise in this. Come on, somebody. It's just a magnifying. David said, come on, let us exalt him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Anybody come to exalt him tonight? Anybody come to lift him up? Hallelujah. Glory. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of your praise. The Bible said he inhabits the praises of his people. You know, you got a right and a reason to praise God. Whatever you do, don't let the devil steal your praise. You might be going through a storm, a trial, a test, but keep your praise up. Keep magnifying God. Hallelujah. See, the devil want to steal your praise, but you let the devil know, I got a weapon. And my weapon is praise. No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to magnify the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God tonight. I thank God for this great woman of God, Pastor Celeste Davis. And she could have just went ahead and took it. For all I cared, you could have just took the service and we'd have just had a high time, or y'all could have just kept on singing and testifying and just let the Lord have his way. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we get in a place where we're looking at time and how the services should go. Maybe God want to do something different. Come on, somebody. I said, maybe God want to do something different. And then we so stuck in our way and you know, well, the word got to come forth. Well, you know how many know the Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place on one accord, just sitting there. Then there came a sound from heaven as a rushing and mighty wind. Come on, somebody. I want to hear the sound from heaven. I don't just have to hear the sound from a man. I want to hear the sound from heaven. I want to see the glory fill the house again. I want to see God move like he did in days of old. Praise the Lord. I believe he's going to do it, and he's doing it now. And I was just thinking as I was hearing all these beautiful testimonies, man, there's so much power in this house tonight. Man, if the Lord could shut down the program of a devil that had a man smoking for 51 years and bring it to a screeching halt, it didn't take 7 days, 10 days. It just took one Holy Ghost service. That's all it took. I said it took one Holy Ghost service to stop the plan of the devil, to stop the will of the devil. It took one service. Woo! Good God Almighty! It took one service. That's all it took. Woo! Good God Almighty! Hallelujah! 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 Woo! Woo! Somebody give God glory. Somebody give God glory. Let me tell you something. If God could do that for him, if that type of power is here in this house, what is it that God want to do for you tonight? What have you been holding and saying, Lord, I don't know if it can happen, but tonight is your night. Today is your day. It's your season for a breakthrough. It's your season for a miracle. It's your time. Hallelujah. I mean, think about it, saints. Oh, I feel the glory. Don't you feel it? It's thick up in here right now. I said, it's thick up in here right now. Hey! What you need, God got it. I said, what you need, God's got a miracle for you tonight. Hallelujah. Listen. Ain't no telling what God gonna do. Yes. Yeah. Oh, he's here. Oh, he's here. He's here. Jesus is in the house. Jesus is in the house. Jesus is in the house. He's here tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There you go. Go ahead. I ain't gonna stop you. I'm not gonna stop you. Let God have his way. Come on. Press on in with a praise. Everybody lift your hands up. Everybody magnify him. Everybody give God praise. Everybody magnify our Savior. He's worthy tonight. He's worthy. He's worthy. Everybody praise him. Glory. Glory. There's a miracle in your praise. There's deliverance in your praise. There's a breakthrough in your praise. Hallelujah. Right where you're sitting, God blesses you tonight. God touches you right where you are. Come on. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Come on. All you got to do is reach out right now. He's passing by your way. Just reach out and touch him right now. Close them eyes. Don't worry about me. Jesus is in the house. Jesus is here to touch you. Jesus is here to move for you. God, by your power. God, by your anointing. Do it, God. God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. God grants you your petition tonight. He grants it for you. Oh, come on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, sister, come out here. You come out here, stand right here. God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, don't stop. Don't stop.
Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise. Come on, give God praise. What you need, God's got it. What you need, God's got it.
You battled this thing, and Lord told me tonight he gonna break this thing off of you. In the name of Jesus right now. By the power, by the power, by the power. God, by the power of the Holy Ghost.
God, pray.
God, by the power. Hey, good God from Zion. Good God from Zion. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody touch Jesus, up to me. Jesus, Jesus.
Yes. And the rabba. Yerebo shiata rabba. Yita manzeta reke mianda. Before she go anywhere, I need her right here. Before she go anywhere, I need her here. Lord, finna bless you, sister. Half ain't been told what God getting ready to do for you. I'm going to tell you something. God told me to tell you, tonight is your night. I want you to take one lap around the church like you already do. But I'm going to tell you, when you come back around here, God said you finna feel victory like you ain't never felt it. Overcoming spirit. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus. Hey. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Chete. In the name of Jesus.
Here we go.
God. God. Yeah. 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 It's your time.
God by the power. God by the power. God by the power. Come on and praise him.
God by the power. God by the power. Somebody praise him. 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 Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Everybody praise him.
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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey! Hey! Glory! Listen. Listen, y'all.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible said this is the victory. This is the victory. This is the victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. You got faith tonight to believe God? Listen here, the Lord showed me while you were standing up there, singing, praising God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. The Lord showed me you finna go to a whole nother level in your praise. Because you've been faithful. Because you've been faithful. Even times when the devil tried to steal your praise and make you fearful to get up there, you done battled through fear and torment of the enemy. But the Lord told me today is your day, it's your time to get total victory. Total victory. Total victory. Yeah, 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 yeah. By the power. God, by the power. By the power. By the power. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh.
Praise him. 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 He deserves it. He deserves it. Come on and give him praise. 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 Praise him. 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 Praise him.
Praise him. Power.
Praise him.
Praise him. Power.
Praise him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He deserves it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sister Flippo, I'm just going to obey God tonight if you don't mind. You've been chosen from your mother's womb. From a little girl, you've been different. You stood out. You felt it in your soul. Something you couldn't shake nor get away from. But the trials have been heavy. The toiling has been tough. The Lord said your latter end shall be greater. Better is the end of a matter than the beginning thereof. For the wisdom and the knowledge that God has placed inside of you for the church of the now. God shall use your mouth, woman of God. I see a prophetic utterance coming out of your belly. He shall put it in your soul and your spirit what to say and when to say it. And as you obey God, I see the Lord standing up for you. For his word shall be like a fire shut up in your bones. Shun not to speak my word, saith the Lord, as I give it to thee. For this is the hour that I shall use you in a great way. Come on, somebody. Give God praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Let her be. Let her be. She getting victory. She getting victory. Let her be. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, God. Oh, come on, come on and praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Come on, praise him.
Jesus.
Praise
Jesus.
Him.
We call that name.
Sister Banana, can I pray for you? Yeah, you. I just want to pray for you. I just want to pray for you. You can feel this glory here tonight. The power of God is in this place. And he's come here tonight to bless all of us. That is including you. You love the Lord so much. You really do. There's been a burden in your heart. You say, Lord, I got to get back. I need to pray and seek your face and call on your name. Get in my closet. There's a fire in your soul burning desire. To know God in a greater way. The Lord said he's heard your prayer, your deep meditation and your cry for him. Not only for you have you prayed, but for family. You've been reaching out and crying out. And there's been a burden in your soul. God told me to tell you tonight that your prayer has not gone unheard before him. Your prayers have come up before God as a sacrifice of a sweet smelling savor. And tonight God confirms his word, for God is going to move in your body even, for you need a miracle. You need God to touch you right now. And he moves, God, by the power. Yeah. Fire. Yes, Lord. There's an intercessory prayer warrior in your belly. And the devil has tried to do everything he can to stop you. But I'm telling you, he can't stop you because you are a chosen vessel, ordained by God. And I'm here to tell you, you're finna see the reward of your prayer. These loved ones you've been standing in the gap for, watch God change them. Not many days from now, there's a sign that shall come to you. for a loved one shall come and tell you, I feel different. There's a change that has been made. This is a sign that you should know that it's the Lord and not man that has spoken unto you tonight. God, by the power. Woo! Good God from Zion. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You, brother, in the white shirt, get here. In the name of Jesus, I see Minnie Williams. I see that fire that she had. I see that mantle being poured out on you even, God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
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 Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Go ahead, Sister Manetta. Y'all don't stop now. Y'all don't stop now. Don't stop. Glory. Glory. Somebody shout glory. Right there. What's your name? Come here. Oh, well, there's a glory on her. I see the hand of the Lord upon you, sister. I don't know if I meant to call you or her, but when I seen you, I seen her. Well, if the glory is on you, the power of God rests upon you. The fire of the Holy Ghost rests upon you. God moves for you, sister, right now by the power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fact about it, there's a word in your belly. God gonna use you. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon you. God by the power. God by the power. Let me tell you something. God raises you up. I see God making up his jewels, preparing young women and young men. Joel spoke and Peter spoke. I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh. For young men, young women shall prophesy. I see God using you. There's a humility about you. That you say, Lord, whatever you want, I hear you praying. I see you crying and saying, Lord, whatever you want me to do, that's what I want to do. I just want to be yielded to you. I just want to give my vessel over to you. The Lord has heard you for this hour, for he shall use you in a mighty way. Caught by your power and by, I see young, Lord. I see a trail of young women. Oh, God. For your heart is broken for young women. And you cry out for young women. For you've seen them torn and tattered and broken. And I see you weeping. I see you weeping, weeping, weeping. I see you crying. Save, Lord. Deliver, Lord. For God shall put a word in your mouth that shall win souls. Yield to me, saith the Lord, and be not afraid, fear not, for I, the Lord, have chosen you for a time such as this, and I shall orchestrate the steps of your feet. Know that this is not the voice of a man, but the Lord speaketh to thee on this night to show you the way in which you should go. For not many days from now, the Lord shall visit you in a dream, in a night vision. He shall show you what you ought to do. I see it like a light shine in direction. For the time is short, my sister. For the day of the Lord is nigh, and even at the door. For the Lord wants to use you in a magnificent way. Only yield to him, saith God Almighty. Give God praise on tonight. Give God praise. Where my brother at? Oh, Lord. He ain't through with you, brother. In the name of Jesus, bless him. God, by your spirit, I hear the Lord saying, doors, even though God has set your feet in this church, I seen it on last night, and I see it tonight, too. I see doors open for you to take that excitement, that thrill that you have for the Lord you know of, have died. You've been in places that you say, Lord, this looks like it's death in here. But God gives you a spirit of life and revival. Yeah, God. To bring life back to the house of God. It's not you, but it's the Lord in you that shall use you. Yield to me, saith the Lord. For God shall even stir you up in your closet. I see God taking you on a fast and putting you in a closet and really reaching out to him. And that fire shall burn like never before. For the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come. Shall suddenly come. Shall suddenly come. Ooh. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Give me some oil. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Put some oil on my hand, Brother Al. Give me your hand, brother. I see God saying there's a healing virtue that shall be in your hand, too. Hallelujah. For the Lord shall use you. I see you even prayed for this. And God going to use these hands to lay hands on the sick. And they're going to recover, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord Almighty. God, by your power. Keep the humble spirit. Keep the submissive spirit. For the Lord is with you, brother. Come on, somebody, raise your hand. It's the Lord's doing. I said, it's the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's doing. I said, it's the Lord's doing. Yeta manze la ba 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 ba. Ule mi anze tarra ba ba haya. It's the Lord's doing. Listen here. Oh God, I love him. It's the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. You're an old warrior of the faith. You've been battle tested. But you've come through. Faith is still there. You've seen God do some mighty things. God told me to tell you he ain't done yet. He's not through yet. God moved for this sister. She's a praying woman, a God-fearing woman. God, I ask you, touch, heal, deliver by the power of your anointing. Oh, I feel the Lord all over you, sister. The glory. The glory. The glory of the Lord rest upon you even now. Jesus. Your prayers have not gone unheard. The cries of your heart. The tears that have run down your face. For you prayed for many times that you've forgotten about yourself. You reach out and say, Lord, I want to see them saved, delivered, and set free. Oh, God. It's prayer warriors like you that the church needs. God, in the name of Jesus, this spirit of prayer. God, let it burn so intensely in her heart that the fire burn. And God, Lord, let it come to pass that, Lord, not many days or moments after she gets up off her knees, she sees the answer come. God, you said the time will come that before we even ask, we'll see that answer to the prayer. Do it for her. Do it for her, God, by the power of your anointing. In the name of Jesus. God is so, listen here. There's a miracle here for everyone. Miracle here. Sister Ann, I'm going to give this testimony. Sister Ann had a terrible situation happen with, which knee is it? Her right knee. That knee All the skin had died on her knee to the point that the doctor said, if we wait much longer, that the infection, if it reached the bone, they're going to have to cut her leg off. And then they said she could possibly die from this. Well, the saints went into prayer for Sister Ann. After she got to the hospital, the doctor cleaned off all the dead skin. There was a hole so deep you could put your fist in it. Not only did Sister Ann not have to get her leg cut off, she's a walking miracle right now. We went out today and I seen her walking. She wasn't using a walker or a cane or nothing. How long ago was that, Sister Ann? Yeah, about what? And she's walking now without a cane. You can't tell me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I thank you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I thank you.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hey. Hey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I am convinced. Sister, I'm convinced that he's a miracle worker.
It's a miracle worker.
I am absolutely convinced that God wants to give us miracles. I think this is his heart's desire to give us a miracle. I don't think he's withholding. The Bible said no good thing will he withhold to them that walk upright. I don't think he's withholding it. I think he's ready, willing, and able right now. I feel him. I feel him. Oh, God. Hey, God. You're talking about my host, huh? Hey, God. Hallelujah. I just couldn't help it when I thought about this brother's testimony. I said, Lord, if you can stop the devil in his tracks. I said, if you could just. Just right, I mean, the devil had him wrapped up, incarcerated.
Hallelujah.
Bound. All it took was a service just like this one. For him to come, yield it to the Lord. And the Lord come down and just break the shackles. Just like that. That's the God we serve tonight. That's the God that's here tonight. I said that. Yeah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he's here right now. That's the God that's here right now. You know, I'm not going to probably get to go to my text tonight. Y'all probably already know that. But last night, three different times, this brother came to me. And as he was talking to me, I could feel the Holy Ghost just quickening all through me while he was just telling me his testimony. And what he told me, he said, When I couldn't get to God myself, somebody got to God for me. And it was his mama. It was his mama. He didn't have faith to get delivered, but his mama said, I'll stand in the gap for you, son. And no matter how long it takes to get you a miracle, I'm going to be on my knees crying out for my baby, crying out for my son. God, give him a miracle. God, give him whatever you do. Don't you give up on your children. Don't you give up on your loved ones. He's a testimony. Hallelujah. When I heard that, I thought of three different instances in the Word of God. When the centurion came on behalf of his servant at home, sick, could not get to God, to get to Jesus himself, but he sent one to stand in between them. You know, he said, my servant is at home, sick of the palsy, grievously ill. He said, well, Jesus said, I'll come to your house. He said, no, wait a minute. I'm not worthy. He said, all I want you to do. He said, because I'm a man of the authority, I tell one to go here and he goeth, one to come and he cometh. I understand authority. He said, all I need you to do is speak the word.
Speak the word only.
There's a word that has gone forth here. Not just tonight, but the word is in this house. Oh, y'all don't hear me. There's a word that's been dropped in this house. It's just waiting for somebody to grab hold to it. There's a word, there's a seed that's been planted here. A miracle. Then the Lord began to show me the Syrophoenician woman that came to Jesus on behalf of her daughter. He said, it's not meet for me to give the children's bread unto dogs. She said, Lord, I understand that. But even the dogs will eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. I'll take a crumb. You get enough crumbs, you'll get a slice. You get enough slices, you get the whole loaf. I'll take a crumb. But then the Lord, as I was walking out, somebody else began to tell me about the same thing. And they said something about the house. The Bible said in Mark chapter 2, there was a man crippled who was born of four. And they carried him. Sister Sharon, they carried him to the house. When he got to the house, Sister Davis, the Bible said it was so packed in there because it was noised abroad.
Yes.
That Jesus was in the house.
Yes.
You know what the Lord showed me? He said, it's going to be noised abroad. It's going to be noised abroad that Jesus is here at Revival Center. See, it's not the house, but it's what's in the house.
Come on. Hallelujah.
It's what's in the house.
Yes.
I don't care how big and beautiful the churches are down the street, but what's in the house. I don't care how the churches look around the corner, but what's in the house? It's going to be noised abroad that Jesus is in the house. The Bible said they carried him. Couldn't get in. Couldn't get in. They said, we got to do something. See, faith will make you do something crazy. It'll make you go beyond what everybody else is doing. It'll make you come to a church on Saturday night in a storm.
Come on.
With the wind blowing.
Yes, Lord.
They're talking about it might be a tornado. But somebody decided, I got to get to the church on tonight. Hey! Because I know there's something there for me on tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel so good. I said, I feel so good tonight.
Hallelujah.
How many feel so good?
You are good.
Praise the Lord. God is just so wonderful how he's moving right now in you. I just see the glory over all of y'all. It's just like a newness, a stirring. a refreshing. It's so thick in here right now. I said it's so thick. I mean, I see restoration, revival, God restoring prayer lives, dedications, consecrations.
Thank you, Jesus.
Like this sister said, she said, Lord, I got to get it back. And this morning she got it back. This is the day and hour for God to do it. Well, they said, I got to do something crazy. The Bible said they climbed up on the roof. And they tore the roof off. They tore the roof off the place. And they let the man down. And the scripture said, when he saw their faith, not heard, but when he saw their faith. I believe the Lord is seeing your faith on tonight. Yes, Lord. The Lord is seeing your faith on tonight. Every time you raise them hands, he said, I see you. I see you. Every time you open your mouth and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
We give you glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said, I see you. I see you. I see you.
Yeah.
The Lord is watching us tonight. He's watching us tonight. He said, saw faith. They were able to get that man a miracle. It was noised abroad that Jesus was in the house. Y'all can be seated. Y'all can sit down. But listen, the Lord told me this evening, afternoon, I was thinking on the house. I thought about this house. I said, Lord, it's been here for years. I mean, it started over there. I remember we knocking chairs over and couldn't hardly stand in that little place there. We just knock each other over and get up, back up. And then the same glory just moved over here. And it's because there's a people here who believe, Sister Rosita. Just believe God. Just not worried about trying to be like the modern day churches to have some orchestrated service. Is, you know, if I be unorthodox, so what? I don't care. As long as the Lord moving in, who cares what you think about me? I don't care how you feel about it. As long as the Lord is with me. And I was thinking about how David desired to build the Lord a house. Y'all read it. He wanted to build a house for the Lord. And the Lord told David, he said, since I brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he said, I went from tent to tent. He said, I've not asked you to build me a house. He said, but I tell you what I'm going to do, David. I'm going to build you a house. He said, I'm going to make you a house. And I thought, I said, Lord, what did you mean when you said, David, I'm going to make you a house? He said, I'm going to make him a house that's going to house a seed that's going to come down through 42 generations. That's why they called him the son of David. He said he's going to house a Messiah. He didn't say seed as of many, but seed as of one. He said this one seed is going to be in your loins, David. He said, I'm going to make you a house. And after he told David, he said, I'm going to make you a house. He said, and then that seed is going to come out and he's going to build me a house. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. He's going to build me a house. And at first glance, Sister Davis, I almost missed it. I thought, well, yes, Solomon did come out and build him a house. But then I had to go over to Hebrews when the Bible said he is a son
over his own house. Whose house are we? Hallelujah. Y'all know it. He said, whose house are we? He said, if we hold fast our confidence and rejoicing until the end. You wonder why you feel glory here tonight? Because you got confidence in the one that's over this house. And I ain't talking about this house. I'm talking about this house. The Bible said his name is in this house. His name is in my house. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. He walks in me. He talks in me. He lives in me. He abides in me. He said, as a son over his house. He's watching his house. Making sure his house stays upright. He's watching his house. Making sure his house don't fall. He's able to keep me from falling. Come on, somebody. David said, my foot had well nigh slipped, but his mercy held me up. I can't fall because he's watching, he's watching, he's watching, he's watching over me. Hallelujah. Then, as I begin to look further, he said, He shall, Sister Rosita, build me a house. Yeah. Sister Nancy going to build me a house. And he said, then I'm going to set up. Oh, this was just good. I had to tell y'all a little bit of it. He said, he'll build me a house. But then he said, I'm going to set up an everlasting kingdom. Then Luke said, of his kingdom, there shall be no end. You said, what kingdom is he talking about? He said, say not low here or low there. For the kingdom of God is within you. He said, of his kingdom, Brother Leah. He said, there's no end. And the Lord shared some with me. He said, there's been a lot of kingdoms that have come to an end. He said, there's been a lot of kingdoms. Rome was a king to come down. But this kingdom, can't nothing bring it down. Can't nothing stop this kingdom. And he'll be sitting on his throne. He's reigning. He's ruling. He's taking control. The king is in control. I did this on purpose. I know you did. Listen. You got a throne. Now some got to sit on that throne because it orchestrates and it rules. It's kingdom. And so the kingdom is in you. He said, sit on. You ever heard the old saints say, Satan, your kingdom is coming down. Satan, you got to get up out of here. Satan, you can't remain here no longer. The king that's ruling and reigning. He said, you've been here with cigarettes for 51 long years. King, there's a new king. There's a new king in town. He said, you know how we get? I don't know how much longer I can go through what I'm going through. He said, that's just the kingdom can't stop. It ain't you. Fact about it, it don't matter what you think. It don't matter how you feel about it. The king said, I got control now. Own you. I'm in control of you. You gonna do what I say do. The king is in you. We start praising God. He didn't have to walk through the door. He came through the door. He didn't have to walk through the door. He came through the door. He came through the king with me. And the king was sitting down. When you came here, the king was sitting down. Something started happening in the atmosphere. When you start praising God, miracles. The king starts moving. The Bible said he ascended up on high. Let captive gifts. Here you go. A gift. A gift. A gift. Yes, he's the king. And when he starts passing out his blessings. He starts moving. He starts delivering. He starts healing. He starts healing. He starts healing. He starts healing. He starts mending. He starts healing. He starts mending. He starts healing. He starts mending. He starts healing.
You said, I don't care if you don't see it. He starts healing. He starts mending. That's my God. That's my King. That's my Savior. He's the King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. Somebody give him a praise in this house. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory. There's a King in you, Sister Shannon. This is what I love about it. I'm very close. I love about it, Brother Leon. It moves all the big eyes. All the little U's. You know why? Sister, what's your name with the pink on? You. Mary, Sister Mary. Ooh, you got a good name. There got to be a King in you, Mary. This is the good part about it. The same King. If you don't mind me asking, I don't. Lord. 79 years. Somebody ought to give God praise for 79 years being filled with the Holy Ghost. Being filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody should give God praise for that. I said somebody should give God praise. Listen, this is a good part about it. The same King that's in Mary, Sister Mary, Mother Mary, is in me. Woo, ain't that good? And the same King that's in me is in him. So the same way I call on him, he could call on him. Same way he called on him, she could call on him. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will. The King don't play no favorites. He is of no respect to person. He just wait for somebody to say, I got faith. I got faith. I believe you. I know that you can. I know that you will. And the King will move for you. Listen. Oh, Lord, thank you. Romans says, Sister Ann, that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's his righteousness, peace, joy. You know why you feel joy tonight? Because it's in the Holy Ghost. That kingdom is in you, and it's righteousness, not outer righteousness, it's inward righteousness. It's peace, and it's not peace like man would give. He said, my peace I leave you with, not as the world give I unto thee. He said, it's a different kind of peace. And Paul told us what kind of peace it is. You can't understand it. He said, it surpasses all understanding. So when trouble come, I got peace. Why? The King is in me. It just rises up. You ever heard somebody say, I just got a peace about it? Doctor say, oh, Sister Davis, look like your eyes, looks like your body look like it's not going to be too good for you. And then you walk, you say, Sister Flippo, the doctor said this about me. And then y'all grab hands. And then Sister Flippo said, well, let's just pray about it, Sister Davis. There's a King in you and there's a King in me. And so the King said, if any two touch and agree, and the King's word trumps any other word. So when the King speaks, if we do what the King say, then something got to happen. All of a sudden, y'all pray about it. Sister Davis, let go. Why? That's because it's the word of a King. Said what he said. Okay, let me see.
Sister Davis, you might come. Y'all didn't catch that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
See, he could tell one, come here. And the other one, just go back. Word that has the authority. 107 of Psalms said he sent and delivered them from all of their destruction. The Lord sent his word here there to preach. A word is coming out of here. It's not the word of Sister Davis, but it's whatever the king says, that's what's gotta happen. How much the king gonna make? The Bible said he watches over his word to perform it. He's gonna make sure the word comes to pass that he speaks. We look at it, oh, that's just Sister Davis saying I'm healed. No, the king said that. The king, he don't answer to, what's your doctor? I don't care about Dr. Quaylor. He ain't worried about, I always say Dr. James. He ain't worried about what Dr. James said. He ain't worried about this. He could care less what Dr. Quaylor said. Fact, I can't accept it. I can't accept it. Because I believe. So I got to believe his report. And his report says I'm healed. He with me tonight. I got to, somebody give God praise. I got to believe the report of a king. I was a bad man. And I don't mean bad as in good. I mean, and when I went to go get my job, which I have a good job, I probably one of the best paying jobs in Southern Illinois. And same police reports, and I had a felony on my record. To make a long story short, they said, we cannot hire. What did the king say? See, I'm a changed man. If any man be in the king, I'm new. I'm not the man I used to be, so don't try to judge me by who I used to be. I'm a new man. I don't let nobody hold my past. If you want to stay there, go ahead. You're by yourself. Me and the king are up here. If you stay back there. Well, sorry. We can't hire felons. They said we just can't do it. So I went home and cried and wept. He prayed and he said, don't you worry about it. God got all this under control. Believe what the Lord was speaking through him. And so I said, Lord, what should I do? And that I'm not hired at this place. I have nerd flow. I have no right to be there. So I went up. And I talked to the man that was over human resources, and he said, I said, the head man, the supervisor, the manager, the plant, you know, the CEO, whoever, who talked to me? I'm in high position. I said, no, I didn't say I wanted to talk to you. You got the king backing you. You just square your shoulders, lift your head up. And long as, like Joshua and Caleb said, if God be for us, long as God, what somebody else has to say. So I went up and talked to him. He said, well, at least ask him if I could speak with him. He said, you're not going to get a meeting. I said, would you please? I said, I just want to talk to him. So he went and talked to him. I don't know why he wants to see you. With you. But see, the king had already orchestrated all this. It's like this. So I went into this big office. Serve a big God. And I sat down in the chair and I looked at him. Why should I hire you when you have a felony on your record and all the over this stack of resumes and hire you? I said, sir, listen. All of a sudden, say, all I know is at the end of it, he said, I'm going to push for you. When I walked out the door, the Lord stopped me at the door. And the Lord spoke out of heaven. He said, the pushing, don't tell me. Somebody tell me what God can do. If God can do that for me, I don't care. Who are you right now? You a child of the king. You live for a God that is able to do everything. No matter what you're going through tonight, I'm done. I don't care what it is. I got so much confidence through this revival and through how, what the devil is saying. Me and Brother Anthony talk about it all the time. We don't care what it looks. I mean, I don't know what my, I might walk in home and get home on Sunday. I ain't going to turn it down. I mean, ain't no telling what God will do. Mine off. That's who I keep it right there up on my desk, and I look at it all the time. I said, the Lord told her to start doing just what he said he going to do. We bought a parking lot. I get out there, and the man comes by. He said, it's about the minutes we need. And the city man came by. He said, I don't know again with that. I don't know why. I'm telling you, get your faith stirred up. He said, well, it ain't happened, Brother David. I don't care if it hadn't happened. But somebody held on. These testimonies that's before should tell us. Guy said, well, he said, I told the city that, because we haven't done nothing to it, it's just grass. Told him, well, if he wants to do that, just go ahead and tear the curb out and put a skirt up in there, you know, because honestly, if they didn't do it right now, it's going to cost you about $3,000 to $5,000. I said, well, that's $5,000 we don't have to pay. If you did that, go ahead and pay the rent. God will do it for you. Come on. Can I get you to stand to your feet one more time and give God a good praise? Come on, give God. Come on, let's give him praise tonight. Somebody by the hand tonight, we're going to pray before we leave. Before I let you go, turn it to the, know what all of your needs are. But I want you to grab somebody's hand tonight. You might be healed. The king told us to do this. Now, it's going to come to pass. He don't speak at random. If he, the king, and he's going to make sure it comes to pass. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask, God, we're being obedient to your word. We felt your glory. We felt your spirit moved in a magnificent way. God, even before I grabbed the microphone, you was off. God, I ask you, Lord, to answer each and every one of our prayers here tonight. Your spirit, by your anointing, touch, heal, deliver. There's a king in you. There's a king in you. There's a, he's rewarding you, Sister Davis, for your years of service. He's rewarding souls, 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 souls. Spirit, yay, God. In the name of Jesus. It's like I'm going back to my beginning, like a refreshing in the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody pray. Brother Al.
Oh. I pray for you.
Praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't want to leave this place. Don't want to leave his presence. Oh, God. Hallelujah. But we thank God tonight for dropping down in this place, for meeting with us, giving us what we needed, what we desired, what we longed for. We praise him tonight. And even that ain't enough. Hallelujah. Glory. We thank God for the man of God. We thank him for being obedient. We thank him for following the Spirit. We thank God for our musicians up here. We just thank God for the whole service. We just give him glory. We just don't know what to do in his presence sometimes. You just don't know what to do but praise him. We just bless his name. But at this time, we're going to take up an offering for our brother. Whatever the Lord put on your heart to give, don't disobey. Give, and it shall be given back to you. Hallelujah. God is good. He's great. My God. Hallelujah.